The discovery of a mammoth skull in eastern Idaho made national headlines 2 weeks ago. The find is rare because so much of the skull was intact, and paleontologists think the entire skeleton might be together just below the surface. It was found in a steep canyon just off American Falls Reservoir. The spot is underwater much of the year until late in the irrigation season when the water levels are low. When the irrigation ends and the reservoir fills back up, the water covers it again. Mary Thompson is a paleontologist and senior collections manager at the Idaho Museum of Natural History in Pocatello. She told our Adam Cotterell, a fossil hunter, found the skull.
What we have or saw at first were the two what we call alveolar sockets with a piece of the tusk in it. So these are the sockets that actually hold the tusk. The individual also found four pieces of the tusk sitting right close by.
This was not just a random person on the beach. This was someone who was there looking for fossils.
Correct. So he was under a permit and volunteer agreement with the Bureau of Reclamation. And then he notified the Bureau of Reclamation. Bureau of Reclamation then notified me. And we made arrangements to go out there and see what was going on. And then when we did, we had to very quickly get in place the excavation permits for myself and crew to go out there and remove this from the ground.
What's the significance of this spot? Why was he looking there?
The whole reservoir area is very rich in what we call Ice Age fossils. In other words, fossils that are coming from the time frame of the Pleistocene. The area is so rich that it is one of the top five Pleistocene sites in North America.
So if this is a place where fossils are commonly discovered, what makes this mammoth skull particularly special?
We know we have mammoth out there. We know that we have mastodon also, the other elephant-like critter. But the skulls are extremely fragile for mammoths, for any animal. And if we're correct, and more of the mammoth is there, it tells us a lot more about the individual and may give us a lot more clues into the lifestyle of this animal.
What do you hope to learn?
Well, there's some things that we've already learned. We know that we have what we believe is an adult. We're pretty certain that it probably was about 16 years in age or older. We can tell that from the tusk. If we find the rest of the skeleton, then we can talk some more about what happened to this animal when it died. Was it coming in for water? Was it sick? Is there some kind of bone pathology that we would see on the rest of the skeleton? The answers to the questions are endless.
Do you know why this site is so rich in fossils?
Well, it's a site of water, and it has always been a site of water. And so animals are always going to go to water and congregate around water. That means also that there was vegetation that's going to bring in your animals that eat plants. And then if you have a great deal of animals that are eating plants, then that's going to bring in your predators on top of it. So you end up with this wonderful population.
So you had these animals coming to this site and some of them died and were covered in sediment?
Correct. And the more rapidly buried, the more we can tell about what's going on. The rarity there is to find partial or complete skeletons.
Water is the reason that you have those fossils there, but water is also why you had to stop working on it.
Water was a problem the whole time that we were excavating. We were standing in ankle-deep water, so about 3-4 inches or more of water, to remove the skull, and we were picking pieces, fragments of the skull, fragments of the tusk, up out of the water. And if we had not gotten this out, it would have been broken up even more and washed out and been deposited in the bottom of the reservoir, and we would never found it. And right now, the water has come up that the mammoth is underwater again.
Now that what remains of the skeleton is underwater, are you concerned that you'll lose it before the water goes down again next year?
We did a lot of protection. There's a series of erosion control projects right there that they were doing to stabilize the bank. And so we sort of borrowed some of the rock material from that erosion control project and used that to secure over the exposed pieces. And then we took all the dirt that we had removed and put it all back over and reshaped. And when we were out there Friday and checked on it, everything looks really good. It is solid. So our concerns are minimal, that it is not going to be there. There is always that chance that all the dirt that we've put back in could be eroded away. But we will monitor the site throughout the winter and all next spring until we can get back in there.
That was Mary Thompson with the Idaho Museum of Natural History. Thompson told our Adam Cotterell she hopes to have at least a month next summer of low enough water to work at the site.